Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. Been an energetic show, post-Patriot loss.
Spirited, dare I say.
Spirited. We've had Drake May being in on the joke or not in on the joke or screwing with us or I don't even know. But if you missed our interview with Drake May about an hour ago, you can always go back on the Odyssey app, use the rewind feature, which is flawless. Used it this morning when I forgot and was a little bit late for the Mike Vrabel interview. Boom. Back to the rewind. Boom. Mike Vrabel listened to him talking about turds and other things, which was very entertaining. You can also get WEEI's podcast, WEEI Afternoons, on iHeart, on Spotify, Apple, anywhere you get your podcast. You can also stick around because about 5:40 we'll talk to or replay the interview with Drake May. And got into a lot of interesting things, not just the turnovers, but some areas you might not expect. So stick around for that. Quick reply to the text line that says the truth can be mean, Andy, if you call a homely child ugly. It's absolutely mean. There are plenty of other examples. No, because for something to be the truth, it has to be factual. Ugly is not factual.
That's opinion-based.
That's an opinion. So therefore, that can be mean.
But you've said it out loud, implying that you believe it to be true.
No. It has to be truth. The truth is never mean. If everybody can agree on the truth, then it's never mean. Like, if you say somebody is fat, we know fat is fat. Ugly is subjective. Fat is fat. When your doctor says, listen, your BMI is too high, you're fat.
So if you went up to a woman and called her fat, you don't think that's mean?
Oh, I said it's mean.
So the truth
is mean. It hurts, but it's not
mean. Oh, no. He just got caught.
Come on.
He's playing semantics.
No. Who would ever walk up to someone and say, hey, by the way, we don't know each other, but you're overweight?
A really, 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 really not nice person.
A mean person, some would say.
No, but if it's a fact, it's a fact. What if that person's a doctor and they say it out of a place of hope to get them to clean up their life, to get on one of those drugs,
that's
to live
so
longer?
Competitive. Oh, this guy.
Anyway, 5 o'clock. We could debate this all day long, but we don't have time for that. Yes, we can move on to... The Drive at 5.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. In the left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home.
Stop!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Before we get into The Drive, I have a quick question for the experts. When someone sends a text like 12 times on our text line,
yeah,
how does that happen? Do they actually hit send 12 times? Is there
they
like
don't think it goes through and they just keep hitting send and then eventually they just all go through. Either that or they're psychopaths and they want you to pay attention to them.
Well, then a psychopath from the 617 just chimed in about the Red Sox and Bregman and Devers
One, two, three, four, five. Yeah, that's at least five.
There's a lot going on in that.
Six.
Text
it just
there.
Came through again.
So Mike Vrabel was on the Greg Hill Show this morning, as he is each and every Monday at 6:30 a.m., which last week he complained is a bad slot for him. And actually, Alex Cora corroborated that with us on Wednesday when he said he would never go on at 6:30 in the morning. It's got nothing to do with the show, but with his job and he's up late, that would be a recipe probably for not his best performances.
Truth.
But Mike Vrabel, I thought, put on a decent performance today. I didn't think there was anything overly critical that I had coming out of that interview.
No, sounded a little tired, though. Definitely, like, the season, the young season has worn on him a touch.
His team gave up 5 turnovers. 5. Mm-hmm. I think that
should have been 6 or 7.
They'll be great.
Oh, plus, they actually turned it over on down, so that's technically a 6th.
Yeah, yeah, fine. So 6 turnovers. 6 turnover game. I think that'll age, annoy, and tire out a head coach, even if he's in great shape and can run down the sideline like Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel had a comment about, well, I say lipstick on a pig. He said something else.
I'm sure happy with, at least from a perspective of those guys, not giving up, not getting frustrated by the turnover.
No, so, I mean, we can polish the turd however we want to. and just understand that, you got a 5% chance to win a game where you have that many turnovers. The average margin of victory in those instances is probably 18 points. And to think that we still had a chance. So there's a lot of good stuff in there. There's stuff that's very detrimental, obviously, and we have to we got to correct it, and we have to be able to move on, but we have to be able to coach it and acknowledge it.
So he didn't think his team laid an egg. He thinks it was a turd that they put forth on the field of Foxborough. Mm-hmm. 3-16 in their last 19 games at Gillette Stadium, a really poor performance. He emphasized starting fast the last couple weeks. Therefore, when they won the toss, he took the ball, thinking, oh, this will be good. We'll get a good return, and then we'll get a good drive. Well, they didn't get a good return. They didn't get a good drive. Mm-mm. And things didn't really get much better from there when you turn the ball over 5 times. That said, I actually think Drake May was pretty good, and that is my main takeaway. But I think Mike Vrabel's main takeaway is, bleep, that'll get you beat. I think that's what he saw. Like, he really struggles to put into context some of the good stuff that was on the field, because there was some good stuff.
When there's so much bad stuff that is done by your team, penalties once again, not the best day at the office for your offensive line, especially the rookies, but that's part of the learning curve. Obviously, the 5 turnovers, missed opportunities like Drake connecting with Pop twice on that final drive. That's the kind of stuff that's not only just the bleep that'll get you beat, that's also the bleep that'll keep you up at night. And I want to ask this question. How long do you think until we see, or do you even believe this team capable of playing, I won't say a perfect game, but so far they're...
Did you say perfect?
No. That's why I said they're not capable of a perfect game. But do we believe that they're capable of playing a mistake-free game?
How about we say it like this? Not even capable of playing a mistake-free game.
Okay.
How long till they can play winning football against a winning football caliber opponent?
Well, they'll get their first opportunity in 13 days in Orchard Park.
Yeah, that is a winning caliber opponent. So can they play winning football? That's a game where that's a good example. You go out there, you might lose, let's just say, 28-17.
Mm-hmm.
And say,
are you in it till the fourth quarter, though?
We played pretty well today. We didn't screw up. They're better than us. They have Josh Allen. He's the best football player on the planet. They've been together. They have a great coach. They have the most underrated running back in the NFL who gets yards after the whole thing.
Nice little cadre of receivers.
That whole thing. But you could lose that game by like 10 points and feel better about it than this game, because that's a good opponent. You didn't screw up. Tough place, blah, blah. Like, all the factors will... Moral victory, Patriots Monday, could be in full
effect.
You
and many of the members of Pat's Nation, the callers to Six Rings yesterday and beyond, have been able to divine more positive out of yesterday than I have. As a matter of fact, yesterday's game has only continued to sour and sit worse with me. You blew an opportunity to win a game. And you know what you did? You failed the test. The next test after finding a way to win a game was test number 2. Try to win 2 games in a row. Try to prove you can win away from your yard and then win at your yard. And you couldn't. But you didn't get beat yesterday. You beat yourself.
Sure.
And that's the worst part.
Because you're not talented enough.
Why do you have to be? Wait, you don't have to be untalented to beat yourself. That's just fundamentally flawed.
Oh, I think the mistakes.
That's immature, sloppy, reckless.
I mean, talent, maturity, efficiency, those all go hand in hand. Like, Pop Douglas isn't very good at playing football. Like, that's how I've decided.
Well, he's good enough to make it to the NFL.
Well,
so let's.
Yeah, I'm using the NFL barometer.
Okay.
Obviously,
right.
He's better than high school and college players.
He's not very good at playing clutch professional football.
No, just professional football. I don't even care about the clutch part.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know why it's not outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He hasn't been good all year. Has he been good at any point this season?
Well, there was that one catch.
Yeah, that one catch. Mm-hmm. Is that what we're going to live off of? One catch?
That's well, David ridiculous. Tyree has.
Real quick before we move on, I do want to just align this, and we'll pick up on this tomorrow with Ted Johnson when he joins us, 3:30, TED Talk, breaking it down in his eyes. First 3 games a year ago, Gerard Mayo's team, 13 penalties. Mm. Mike Vrabel's team this year, 27. Gerard Mayo's team, 3 games a year ago to start the season, 1 turnover. Mike Vrabel's, 6 turnovers.
Excuse me?
Record 1-2. Things get better. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Funny.
Yeah.
Funny how
the Mike Vrabel and Gerard Mayo comparisons are going to get interesting in the coming weeks. Ramondre Stevenson was the head of the class when it comes to turnovers, but he was also at the head of the class. He took the 2 turnover performance in about as professional a fashion as you could.
Coach Vrabel was in there talking, like, we need you. That, those are his words. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I appreciate it, but I got to hold on the ball for the, you know, to have value and, you know, put value on this team. So if I can't hold the ball, they don't need me.
Our guy Buck, Steve Buckley, former contributor here on WEEI Afternoons, mm-hmm. The big show in lots of years, asked Ramondre Stevenson about that, and I give Ramondre credit. To have value, you got to hold on to the ball. But you know how he also has value? They don't have other options. They have no other
leverage.
Options. Okay, call it leverage. But his value right now is, until they do our little reality TV show where they collect all the unemployed running backs that are veterans around the NFL, fly them to Foxborough.
Guess who's back?
Have them work out and then pick one of them. Then if they can find a replacement, that's great. But right now they don't have a replacement. Antonio Gibson has a fumbling history, so don't mm-hmm. think he's just going to mm-hmm. be clean, especially if you try to get him out there to ask him to, I don't know, carry the ball 20 times, touch it 28 times.
That would be a mistake.
Travion Henderson, he's averaging 2.5 yards a carry this performance with 11 carries. He doesn't look like he's ready for the big time the way
we
all hoped.
He ain't ready either. So let me ask you this. If the Patriots do, in fact, call 5 of those running backs that are, quote, on the streets right now on the veritable NFL waiver wire, who gets the tweet first? Who gets to let us know?
Oh, I think that's Schefter.
Is that Reese or Yates?
No.
Really?
It'll be a national level thing.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't think that'll be.
And do you think it's going to happen? I don't think it
Field Yates is as tied in with the Patriots since Belichick's left.
Ooh. Oh,
I mean, his connection was
Nantucket.
Belichick boys. Like, Steve's his guy. He had good connections. He had worked for Bill. I think he's lost his connections. I think that'll be a national thing. If Ramondre Stevenson handled that question professionally, which I thought he did, mm-hmm. as best he could, I looked like he wanted to cry after throwing his helmet on the field. Well, Pop Douglas, who came up short, literally and figuratively, on the 4th-and-2 play to end the game, I don't really care for the way he answered questions about his performance.
4th-down play, is that designed for you to get to the sticks, or is that designed to go before and make a play?
It was a play. It wasn't designed for anything. It was just...
Did you think you were at the first down? Or you didn't know where you
were? Yeah, I was somewhere by it. I know I was somewhere by it, because we only had 2 yards.
So you knew you probably had to make a play, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
facts.
That is one of the worst performances by an athlete at the podium after a mistake that I've ever seen. Sorry, at his locker, not the podium.
Oh, Devontae Parker would like to enter that chat.
No, he just laughed that the play is not designed for anything. I think Josh McDaniels would like to have a word with him. Is he claiming that they don't design plays? That they, what did he draw? Drake May do what we do in the backyard? See, you go here and then turn around.
You know when they say, like, hey, boy, Josh is really deep in his bag today. It's literally a bag, and it's got a bunch of plays written on it, and you just reach inside and pull one out. Of course it's a play designed to get 2 yards when you need one.
And
Come
he didn't
on.
Know whether he was at 2 yards or not? There are receivers. Like, I think if you asked Larry Fitzgerald, or if you asked Rob Gronkowski, or if you asked Peyton Manning. Remember when Manning used to warm up with his guys, Reggie Wayne, and they would do the same. They wouldn't even speak, and they would just boom, 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 boom. I think those guys know exactly how many strides it is to get 7 yards, how many strides it is if I do a comeback, where I'm going to end up. Like, they are professionals. They are experts in their
field. Done it a couple few times, and they also know their body size and how far the field.
Yeah, exactly. So what's his excuse? Works. Why is a third-year NFL veteran not capable of knowing whether he was at 2 yards when he needed 2 yards to get a first down? Forget about the horrific decision he made after the catch to try to go backwards to pick up positive yardage and I guess turn it into a big play.
Anything more infuriating when you watch as a fan, coach, youth, sports, etc., always yelling, "Go no, though the touchdown's this way, that way, go that way."
Time now for League Leaders and Who's Circling the Drains, presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. Patriots in the League Leaders category for mistakes yesterday. That would be turnovers, but also the performance of one Pop Douglas. So two fumbles, Ramondre Stevenson, Pop Douglas with a horrific play with the game on the line. Whose Patriots career is circling the drain more closely? Or let me put it differently. Who has a better chance to make it to the end of the season, Ramondre Stevenson or Pop Douglas? I don't think they both do.
Oh, no?
I don't think they both make it to the end of the year.
That's it? We have to choose one?
I'm choosing Pop Douglas. I think he is he gives a poop about Pop is circling the drain.
It feels like football.
He's just
squid
not
game.
Productive. And I give Drake May credit when we talk to him, supporting him. He's made a lot of plays. He's my guy, all these things. It's the most inefficient relationship between a slot receiver and a quarterback I've ever seen, Dan Ball.
I also think, to your point, you have a much more obvious replacement for what Pop Douglas does in the slot receiver position with Efton Chisholm than you do with what Ramondre Stevenson is supposed to be, which is your number one running back.
What is Efton Chisholm's greatest strength, according to his head coach, Dan Ball?
Catching the football and spatial awareness.
Nope.
What did he say?
Playing strength.
Thank you.
You think that would have helped?
I thought it was something real. You think
that's a shot at Mike?
What do you mean
there?
Playing strength? No, like,
No, give me a specific skill. That's an attribute.
That's the first thing Mike Vrabel talked about in the preseason.
All right, good for him.
I think that would have come in handy on a 4th-and-2 play when you catch the ball at 1.5 yards.
Oh, he darts underneath that guy's legs. Yeah,
for a guy I've never seen play in a real NFL game, I guarantee you he gets that first.
You would have made the damn play.
Absolutely, I know what to do.
And on the 2024 Patriots, one of the worst teams we can all remember, DeMario Douglas had 87 targets for 66 receptions, 621 yards, 3 touchdowns. So far this year, 3 games, 13 targets, 5 catches. Ready for how many yards?
13.
Yeah.
You know why?
Why?
Because according to Rich Keefe, there's 174 players in the National Football League have a single reception that's longer than the total yards for Pop Douglas through 3 games this season.
And seen.
Unbelievable. Finally, we talked to our buddy Marcus Jones a little bit earlier in the show on a Patriots Monday. Fitzy asked him about playing without Gonzo, who hopefully, fingers crossed, will return this week.
Marcus, last week, your teammate, secondary mate Christian Gonzalez, returned to the practice field in a limited capacity. Unfortunately, was ruled out Saturday. How's he looking? How's he feeling? I'm not asking you to make a prediction whether he plays or not this week, but what was it like at least having him back there out on the practice field with you?
Yeah, it was great having him back out there. We've played, plenty of seasons and everything like that with each other, and it's great to end up having him out there just from the fact of, communication piece and stuff, and then, also just, having fun out there on the football field. So, it was great having him back out there.
Also, those are the only two Patriots All-Pros, right, that are on the roster? Mm-hmm. All-Pro punt returner and the All-Pro cornerback. Be nice to have
both.
All your all-pros on the field playing.
Or just
doing
a cornerback that doesn't get torched regularly.
Yeah, I mean, I think we are underestimating the lost value of Gonzo being.
I have not.
I think a lot of people are.
Well, that's a shame.
I don't think people are really considering. Like, you have Alex Austin and you then put Charles Woods out there and you had DJ James. Like, you lost a guy that some people think is battling to be one of the best corners in football. Patrick Surtain is probably the measuring stick, but fall in line behind that.
Good news this week is you're not playing a team that just shut out another team unexpectedly 30-0 and comes in with a wide receiver who's 6'5 and can jump out of the building.
Yeah, Tet making some plays in the NFL. Those that think he was going to be a bust, it feels like he's not going to be a bust. It feels like he is making some plays down in Carolina. That's going to do it for the drive today here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.